Okay, be honest. Are you a music nerd? Well, if you're listening to All Latino, chances are the answer to that question is yes. The All Songs Considered podcast from NPR Music is also here to help. All Songs Considered is one of NPR's awesome music discussion and discovery podcasts. Each week, Bob Boylan and Robin Hilton share the best of the new and upcoming music. Find new All Songs episodes every Tuesday at npr.org/podcast.
Hello, Felix. How are you today?
This is how I am.
Ah.
From NPR Music, this is Alt Latino. I'm Felix Contreras.
And I'm Jasmine Garst.
Okay, I was gone. You put together a show so that we could do this week. What do you have for us?
This is my grown and sexy mixtape.
Uh-oh.
I'm grown.
And who are we starting with?
This is Fuerte Billete from Puerto Rico, La Trilla.
Música de gasolón, prende un moto, prende un blon. Esto es pa' que huele sin montarte en un avión. Esto es pa' que prende el aire y de un vueltón. Precaución, tengo ojo pelado con el copertón. Fino, fino, sin tallo, sin pepa, purecillo en el filillo. Y la nota se te trepa que no hay que pasar la llave. No, que ya me siento en una nave. Despegamos hace rato y no hay nadie que nos baje. Bombay, zafiro en el bolsillo, cachimiro. Una piqui bien sabrosa pa' encontrar mato el corillo. Par de cookies quieren fuerte, pues fuerte que vamos a darle. Pero créeme que ni una tripleta vamos a pagarle esta noche. Así que nos fuimos por la ventana y seguimos hasta pasado, porque ya hoy es mañana. Así que ponme mi canción y súbeme el musicón, porque cuando ponen fuerte que se forme el vacilón. Y si tú quieres fumar conmigo, pues tráete un filo. Llegale comando y una amiga pa' kilo. Aquí no hay pangola, todo es purecillo. Este es bien sencillo, fuck el cigarrillo. Y si tú quieres fumar conmigo, pues tráete un filo. Llegale comando y una amiga pa' kilo. Aquí no hay pangola, todo es purecillo. Este es bien sencillo, fuck el cigarrillo. Mami, montate aquí. Azuleo y enguilla y no pasa con la musiquilla. Fuerte billete en tu esterío. Solo para ti, te traje manzanilla. Algo exótico, algo exótico. Y no quiero varilla. Enrólate un gofa del mar.
Kilo, ay, pa' por desemonio, pa' el moto. Este es personal, pa' fumar y estar loco. Este es Pepe Kilo, como yo, ay, poco. Esto es Pepe Puro, su mañana no hay moco. Vacilón, pa' que muevan esos culos y le suden esos mulos y se mojen de seguro, aguantándose del muro, tirándolo pa' atrás, yo mirándolo acá, inhalando mi cachaga, hasta tú estás pasada. Eso a mí me gusta, chavo reina de mi alrededor como gustan. Fuerte billete está y hueputa, nada se compara y eso va sin reputa. Gapa negra a Zapache, la marca es Versace. Zapatillas con medusa, cuidado que no piso un bache. Que se joda el mundo entero.
Okay, so what did we just hear?
That was Fuerte Billete. I love the story of how Fuerte Billete comes to be because, first of all, it's a classic music drama in the style of Spinal Tap, okay? and it also speaks to the amazing musical diversity in Puerto Rico. So there used to be this amazing band called Davila 666.
That's our friend AJ Davila.
Right, a garage punk band from Puerto Rico. They were hugely popular, cult following, crossed over into the U.S. And then there was a lot of drama, and they split up. AJ Davila continued on a very successful garage rock career. And Carlitos Davila, who was the singer of Davila 666, formed Fuerte Billete, a hip-hop group. Huh. In Puerto Rico, and that's what we just heard.
Okay, let's hear a little bit more about the theme, Grown and Sexy.
Sophie, you know, some people, everyone has a hobby. Some people build quilts. Some people make quilts. Some people make puzzles. I like to make mixtapes on Spotify or SoundCloud. And they're just these really detailed mixtapes. Like last weekend, I was coming back from New York and I was on the train and I made a mixtape called Songs to Listen to on a Train Heading Back from a Great Weekend While You Try to Drown Out the Couple That Is Fighting in the Seat in Front of You.
It's very specific.
Very. And for many years now, I've been making a mixtape called Songs to Aggressively Seduce a Law-Abiding Man. And that's how, when you told me, hey, Jazz, can you take over the show this week? I thought, you know, I should kind of share a little bit of that list.
And so the nature of this song, it speaks for itself. We're not even going to try to explain it any further. I get the idea.
It's just sexy music. It's for grown-ups. It's time to put the kids to bed and listen to some alt Latino. And if you want to listen to kid-friendly alt Latinos, there's a lot of those too at npr.org/alt Latino. But not right now. Felix, I'm counting on you to break down what makes a song sexy.
Let's listen to some and then
we'll
discuss this, okay?
Now, just to be clear, I also brought some vintage stuff.
Because
sexy abuelitos.
Well, wait a minute. I think the point was is because young people today didn't invent sensuous music. I think that was the point. Because the abuelitos were young at some point.
Right. Okay. This is from a time in which my abuelitos were young and so were yours. This is Graciela y Machito. Sí, sí. No, no. From the 1950s.
Sí, 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 sí. Mi cerebro es lo último. Mi cintura es lo último. Mi cerebro es lo último. Yo no quiero que me digan que lo último no sirve para gozar. Sabroso, no, 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 no.
I know you do.
Sí, sí. No, no.
Yes,
ay, pero con lo que tengo. No, 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 y no, 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 y no, no.
Mm?
Sí, no, sí. Ay, no, 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 no.
Marron.
Ay, sí. Que lo último no sirve para gozar sabroso. Ay, no me digas que no, porque me da eso. No, no, sí, aquí mismo me da. Ay, pero que es lo que tengo en la chichi. Ay, mi chichi. Sí, está frozen. No, 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 no. Ay, ay, sí, sí, así, así. Así, así. Así, así, sí. No. Mi cerebro es lo
being a fan of Afro-Cuban music like I am, Machito was considered and is considered like the most innovative pioneer of Latin music ever to come out of the United States. Okay, so his band, the Afro-Cubans, started in the late 40s. Just amazing, amazing mix of Afro-Cuban and jazz. And Graciela was the singer in the band. This sounds to me like it was like what they call a novelty song. You know, it was like a one-off because she wasn't known for this type of music.
Right. So the other day, you know, we came to work and I run into Felix on the subway and I say, hey, you know, for this show that I'm putting together, it's going to be about sexy music and I'm putting Graciela y Machito in there. He's like, what? You're putting Graciela y Machito? They're not sexy. But this song, okay, first of all, it's very cartoonish. You can almost see a cartoon like the Pink Panther or right. Tom and Jerry.
Right.
It has that like cartoon quality, right?
It's in a way. I mean, it's
cartoonishly sexual. It's like a Jessica Rabbit.
It's exactly very good, Jessica Rabbit. Yeah, in that way, which I said is not her thing. That's not their thing. But it seems like it's like.
What about Ay Jose?
Like just like, I don't consider them like in that vein, but. You got a point with both of those songs. They're very suggestive and very like there is no question about what's going on with the I no.
Mi cerebro es lo último. My brain is the latest. And then she has that line, until I die.
You know, I mean, it's like it's very obvious. You know, which means it goes back to you know, the young people today didn't invent this stuff. You know?
But they were more subtle. This song is not that subtle.
This song is not subtle.
She's like a goofy Jessica Rabbit because she's also like fun.
Yeah.
You know, like she's having fun. It's a little crazy. She starts laughing and he's laughing. Everyone's having fun.
Yeah.
Listen, so even though we got into this argument on the subway about whether Graciela y Machito are sexy or not, and everyone's like, what are those two arguing about? I think we can both agree on the next song. Let's move into the 70s, Felix.
This is the band Chaka Chas.
Qué fiebre hay. No. Ay. I
Hey, Jazz, you know who else is sexy? Bob Boylan and Robin Hilton from the NPR podcast All Songs Considered. Each week, these two share the best new and upcoming music and lots of songs you'll fall in love with. Music discussion and discovery. Find new All Songs episodes every Tuesday at npr.org/podcast.
I mean, this song also has some humor to it.
Again, there's no doubt.
It's all Latino, question. The baby making edition. Se viene la cigüeña. I first heard this song a few years ago at a party, and nobody could tell me what it was. I was like, what was that song? Because it's so good. And it's a funny story because it's not like I can go around asking people, like, hey, I heard this song. And I don't know what it was. And then they're like, oh, sing it for me. What am I going to say? Ah, yes, see? So then many years later, I rented a car in Boston. And we turn on the funk and soul station. And it came on. And I saw the title.
Uh-huh.
So I've been waiting ever since for a chance.
So I remember this song when it came out in the 70s.
And did your mind just explode?
Well, you know what? You know, back then, you know, they used to make single versions, right? They would edit it down so it would fit on a 45. And this song was played on the radio. And it was, you know, the more suggestive parts of this song were edited out.
It was censored on the BBC.
I'm sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. And some of the, it was very obvious about what the song was about even then in the 70s. It was, you know, it's one of those... Again, kind of a novelty record, a one-off. I've never heard of the band again.
Yeah, this was their big hit. But it was sampled a lot. It was sampled by NWA, Public Enemy.
Really?
Yeah. But I didn't bring those versions because this is like the really, sensuous one.
And I could see that because the groove is
perfect.
Yeah, very perfect.
Next up, I brought a song which you told me is the first song you ever learned to play.
First song I learned how to play timbales on. This is from the Fania All-Stars. It's from about 1972-73, right about the time I had an interest in learning how to play timbales. So you hear it's a very simple rhythm and pattern. But, you know, to be honest, I never considered it suggestive. But listening to it now, I can totally get it. Hey, man, I was naive.
How old were you when you learned to play this?
So 73, I was about 15.
This should have been the only thing on your mind.
Music was the only thing on my mind.
Aquí está, con el Fania All Stars, la estrella de la canción puertorriqueña y de Latinoamérica, Cheo Feliciano. Se está quejando que no puede vacilar. Si donde quiera que se mete, tú lo sabes, su gata lo va a buscar. De
noche brinca la verja que está behind de mi house. A ver, a ver si puede fugarse.
Ciro.
Sin que ella lo pueda ver. Y no tan pronto, no, 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 no. Que no tan pronto está de fiesta. Silvestre felino. De aquí en bala a correr. Esto sí es serio, mi amigo. Oye, qué lío. Pero qué lío. Qué lío se va a formar. Cuando mi gatito sepa. Y es tan simple la razón. Que el que a su gata le cuenta. Que el que a su gata le dice. No es nada más que un ratón, un ratón.
En cualquier malla sale un ratón, oye, de cualquier malla. De cualquier malla sale un ratón, oye, de cualquier malla. De cualquier malla sale un ratón, oye, de cualquier malla.
Oye, que todo lo sabe, que todo lo dice, que todo lo cuenta el ratón.
De cualquier malla.
Cuídate tú como me cuido yo. Yo sé lo que va a decir, por eso. Y yo me escondo aunque sea detrás, detrás de ese zafacón.
Thank you.
pa' que suene.
Chaco, 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 chaco.
Classic, classic cut.
I love it. And also, I love the wordplay.
This song is, I guess you could say, it's part of my musical DNA because I know every single beat, every single thing. But I swear, I never really put it together like that.
I just love the slow winding and the you know, like wailing trumpets and, you know, the crescendo at the end. It's just so great and then sweaty and it's wonderful.
It's from an album that was recorded live at Yankee Stadium. It was the first time Latinos had been able to perform there in that big of a number. They filled Yankee Stadium, the Fania All-Stars did.
Before Romeo.
Long before Romeo Santos. And that featured Carlos Santana's brother, Jorge Santana, on guitar, who was...
I was going to say, I thought I heard that.
He was. He had a band called Malo. And so Malo was still playing back in like 72, 73 when this was recorded. And then the Fania All-Stars, I mean, Hector Lavoe was in the chorus. You know, Ismael Miranda was in the chorus. And of course, it featured the great Cheo Feliciano on the lead vocal.
Let's fast forward.
Okay.
Way forward to another wild time. Yesterday. Actually, recently. This song is by Carol Conká, my favorite new Brazilian rapper. It's a Tropkillaz radio remix. It's called Tombe.
Another slow, grinding rhythm and beat right here.
Yeah.
Very similar.
Well, it's interesting that you think this is similar, because it's so different also. Break it down for me in a bit.
Okay, we'll break it down for a bit. Hold on. Let's rewind it.
Okay.
So, and we'll play the song in its entirety, but we're going to hear this part, okay?
Okay.
Doom, doom, doom. Same bass beginning as El Raton.
Let's see.
Doom, doom, doom. Same rhythm. Doom. Chords are different. Doom, doom.
Wow.
Echa la samia la maraca pa que suene. Cha, cu, cha, pere, cu, cha, cu, cha.
Wow.
It's the same thing. So then she just brings in her thing. But the beginning?
That's amazing.
The beginning is exactly the same thing.
I never would have known that.
De galo que eu não vou admitir. Faça o que eu falo, e se tiver tão complicado é porque não tá preparado. Se retire e pode ir, causando tombamento. Também tô carregada de argumento. Seu discurso não convence, só lamento. Segura a onda, senão ficará o relento. Depois que ela me tocar, não adianta fugir. Vai ter que se misturar ou se bater de frente, periga cair. Já que é pra tombar. É desse jeito. Se quer falar comigo, então fala direito. Fala direito. É no meu tempo. As minhas regras vão te causar efeito. É quando eu quero, se conforme é desse jeito. Se quer falar comigo, então fala direito. Fala direito. vão escalar, me tocar, não adianta fugir. Vai ter que se misturar ou se bater de frente, periga cair. Já que é pra tombar, tombei. Bem, bem. Já que é pra tombar, tombei. Bem, bem.
Hey, mommy.
I love Carol Conca and I love Tropquilas. They're two Brazilian producers, DJ Zengon and DJ Louds, who have worked with George Clinton, Wu-Tang Clan, David Byrne. They sound amazing on this track.
I really like Carol Conca.
Actually, you introduced me to her.
I have her CD on my... I'm old school on iTunes, okay? Not Spotify. But I have her in my iTunes library.
Felix, I'm going to take you from Brazil to Puerto Rico. This is Álvaro Díaz doing Amame.
Famosa distinguida, llega la noche y sale de partida, en el corazón cultiva de cualquier hombre un terreno lleno de veneno, tanta colmillo sin freno. Le dicen por ahí en los lugares, por sus tatuajes, por sus lunares, al ladito de sus labios tan sensuales que causan problemas cardiovasculares. Tiene la silueta perfecta, como que lleva una dieta de ensalada con chuleta, bailando activa mi bragueta, pero su equipaje no es pa' cualquier maleta. Eso va a ser turno y agarré un numerito pa' ver si esta noche me pego con un caldito de la cintura que llevo ligando, que llevo admirando y nos tiene a todos rogando así. Ha tenido desnuda, la describe como una aventura, una locura, verla como suda, escuchar como tu nombre suave murmura. En el anochecer con ella quiero contar estrellas del amanecer y hacerle sexo rudo en fango pa' después tirarle fotos posando como arango. Bañarla con sirop de chocolate, grabarla mientras bate y bate. Fantasías tengo con su cinturita por mi madre que es la hija de la diosa Afrodita. Y estudia leyes en el área azul y yo ando loco por buscarme un caso por su área azul. Pero bendito el coro repito, aunque su corazón está cerrado como el ojo de Margarito.
Okay, you're not going to believe what I'm going to end us on, though.
I have no idea.
I'm going old school like your great-grandma. This is a very old song. It's from the 1920s, and I chose it because if you listen to the lyrics, they are so very sensual but very transgressive. In fact, this version I brought was censored. There's an entire verse that's missing. I've read it was because of the Franco regime that they made her take it out.
In Argentina?
No, it's an Argentine tango, but it's interpreted by Sara Montiel, who is a Spanish singer. And the verse that they left out is, after the battle in which love explodes, a cigarette is always a nice little break. Even though it seems that the body languishes, after a cigarette, the body becomes stronger and more vigorous. So I love it for two reasons. First of all, they thought cigarettes were good for you back then. But also... I mean, it's pretty obvious what she's talking about.
Very obvious.
Very obvious. Very obvious to Generalissimo Franco as well. He kept it out of there. And the other reason I brought it is because sensuality is very subjective. You know, some songs that I think are very sexy, you might not think so, as we've been through in the course of this show, and vice versa. So I really want to encourage our listeners to make this an interactive mixtape.
Oh, cool.
Send us the songs that you think we should include in Alt Latino's very first Grown and Sexy mixtape. And you can reach us at our Facebook and Twitter. We are NPR's Alt Latino.
And be sure to go to the website so you can hear all these songs in their entirety. NPR.org/AltLatinoJazz. Cool show, man. Thank you.
I can't wait to hear yours, your mixtape.
My Grown and Sexy mixtape?
It might just be you singing in the shower.
maybe not.
Fumar es un placer genial, sensual. Fumando espero al hombre quien yo quiero, tras los cristales de alegres ventanales. Y mientras fumo mi vida no consumo, porque flotando el humo me suele adormecer. Tendida en la cheslón, fumar y amar. Ver a mi amante solícito y galante, sentir sus labios, besar con besos sabios, y el devaneo sentir con más deseo cuando sus ojos veo sedientos de placer. Por eso estando mi bien es mi fumar un edén. Dame el humo de tu boca, anda, que así me vuelves loca. Corre, que quiero enloquecer de placer. Sintiendo ese calor del humo embriagador que acaba por prender la llama ardiente del amor.